AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Witnesses say a Walmart manager opened fire on co-workers in the break room of a store in Chesapeake, Virginia last night, killing six. Julie Walker has more.
Walmart employee Brianna Tyler says she was standing in the break room with 15 to 20 other co-workers starting the night restocking shift when her manager just walked in and started shooting.
And he just opened fire on everybody in the break room. And it is by the grace of God that a bullet missed me. Not gonna lie, I literally looked at him. I saw the smoke leaving the gun, and I literally watched bodies drop.
Chesapeake police say he used a pistol, then apparently killed himself. They're investigating motive. Tyler says he had issues with almost everyone.
He was already kind of rocky with people, but to this extent, I would have never guessed this.
Walmart identified the gunman as Andre Bing and says he's been with the store since 2010. I'm Julie Walker.
The suspect in Saturday's fatal shooting of five people at a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs made an initial court appearance today. Appearing by video, 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich could be seen slumped in a chair with visible injuries. Aldrich was beaten into submission by patrons. Russian missile strikes have been sowing terror in Ukraine. They continue to target infrastructure, knocking out power in large parts of the country and neighboring Moldova. Meantime, the U.S. is sending another $400 million in ammunition and generators to Ukraine. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says American partners are also looking for ways to boost their own defense stocks.
To restock some of the weapons and munitions that they provided to Ukraine.
Funerals today in Jerusalem and the West Bank. Two explosions near bus stops in Jerusalem killed a teen and injured at least 18. Police blame Palestinians. Meanwhile, Israeli troops shot dead two Palestinians after what Israel says was an armed attack in the occupied West Bank. This is AP News. Georgia counties will be able to hold early voting this Saturday in the Senate runoff election between Raphael Warnock and Herschel Walker. Sagar Magani explains.
It's the only possible Saturday for early voting before the runoff on December 6th. Republicans had objected, citing state law that says early in-person voting is not allowed on a Saturday if the Thursday or Friday before is a holiday. Since Thanksgiving is tomorrow, the state and GOP group said that includes this Saturday. Democrats argued the ban does not apply to runoff elections. The state Supreme Court has left in place a lower court ruling allowing the voting to happen this Saturday. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Mortgage rates eased a bit this week. Freddie Mac puts the average on a 30-year fixed at 6.58%. The 15-year is down to 5.9%. Stocks modestly higher in afternoon trading on Wall Street. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.